Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Risks and Returns: Creating Success in Business and Life is a business memoir that blends autobiography with practical lessons from Wilbur Ross, an investor known for restructuring troubled companies and later serving as U.S. Secretary of Commerce, rather than offering an abstract theory of markets. The book uses episodes from Ross's long career in investment banking and private equity to illustrate how outcomes improve when risk is approached with preparation, discipline, and clear-eyed negotiation. The narrative also touches on his public service experience, translating private sector habits such as due diligence, stakeholder management, and data-driven decision-making into a government setting where incentives and constraints differ, across boardrooms, distress situations, and policy-oriented meetings. The purpose is consistent show readers how to think about uncertainty, assemble an information advantage, and make decisions that create asymmetric returns. Written for ambitious professionals and readers curious about high-stakes finance and leadership, it positions career development, relationship building, and resilience as learnable skills rather than fixed traits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, preparation is the core advantage. A central message is that preparation is not a preliminary step, but the main source of edge. Ross frames major decisions as won or lost long before a meeting, a bid, or a negotiation begins. In practice, this means gathering facts that others ignore, validating assumptions with real data, and understanding both the economic and human pressure shaping a situation. The preparation theme fits naturally with distressed and turnaround contexts, where incomplete information and time pressure can cause even sophisticated players to rely on shortcuts. Ross presents a mindset in which curiosity and persistence drive deeper inquiry. What is actually driving cash flow? Which obligations matter most? What do different parties need to say yes? The lesson extends beyond finance. For career moves, preparation becomes deliberate skill building, learning the language of an industry, and arriving with a point of view instead of a resume alone. The book implies that preparation reduces downside by exposing hidden risks, while also increasing upside by revealing overlooked options. Readers are encouraged to treat research, questioning, and scenario thinking as daily habits that compound over time. Secondly, disciplined risk-taking and the risk-return trade-off. The title theme is that outsized returns require taking risks, but not reckless ones. Ross emphasizes a disciplined approach that treats risk as something to be sized, structured, and mitigated rather than avoided. In turnaround and investment work, the most attractive opportunities often look uncomfortable. Uncertainty is high, headlines are negative, and many participants want out. The book supports the idea that discomfort can signal mispricing, but only when paired with rigorous analysis and a realistic plan. Discipline shows up in how decisions are framed, identify what could go wrong, what levers can be controlled, what cannot, and what price makes the risk acceptable. Ross also highlights the practical difference between being right eventually and surviving to see it, which pushes attention to liquidity, timing, and contingency planning. For readers applying the lesson to everyday life, the message becomes about choosing calculated stretches, taking responsibility for outcomes, and learning to separate ego from decision quality. The result is a philosophy of risk as a tool for progress, guided by preparation and repeatable decision rules. Thirdly, restructuring and turnaround thinking. Ross is widely associated with distress situations and corporate restructuring, and the book uses that background to explain how value can be rebuilt after decline. Turnaround thinking starts with diagnosing what is truly broken: an unsustainable capital structure, a cost base that no longer fits demand, weak governance, or a loss of credibility with customers and employees. From there, the work becomes sequencing actions so the organization can stabilize, regain confidence, and invest again. While the book recounts high-profile bankruptcies and restructurings as part of Ross's career story, the broader lesson is that distress concentrates stakeholders with conflicting incentives, making clarity and negotiation skills essential. The reader sees restructuring as both a financial engineering exercise and an operational reality check. A recurring insight is that saving a business requires confronting facts early and making hard trade-offs, often while communicating a coherent plan to skeptical audiences. For professionals outside finance, this topic translates into an ability to lead under constraint, prioritize, renegotiate commitments, protect core strengths, and rebuild momentum one decision at a time. Fourthly, deal-making, negotiation, and creative problem-solving across Wall Street and government settings. Ross portrays deal-making as structured problem-solving with people at the center. Complex situations rarely resolve through a single brilliant move. They require mapping incentives, identifying bottlenecks, and crafting agreements that different parties can live with. The emphasis is on creativity grounded in realism. Creative does not mean fanciful, but rather the willingness to reframe terms, adjust structures, and search for alternatives that unlock value. Negotiation is presented as a discipline of preparation and empathy. Understand what the other side must achieve, what they fear, and where flexibility exists. The book also suggests that credibility is an asset that compounds, because repeat interactions in business and public life punish opportunism. Readers can take from this topic a set of practical behaviors to define objectives clearly, quantify trade-offs when possible, avoid escalating conflict for pride, and keep options open until the moment commitment is necessary, even when the subject matter involves high-stakes financial arrangements. The underlying lesson is broadly applicable: durable wins come from aligning interests, not from winning a single conversation. Lastly, leadership and decision-making across business and public service. A distinctive feature of the book is its bridge between private sector experience and public service, including Ross's time as U.S. Secretary of Commerce. The shift in environment highlights how decision-making changes when objectives are multidimensional, stakeholders are more numerous, and scrutiny is constant. Ross uses this contrast to underscore transferable leadership skills: staying calm under pressure, relying on facts, communicating clearly, and building teams that can execute. The narrative implies that even when politics and policy complicate outcomes, the same fundamentals matter: define the problem, gather data, consult relevant experts, and choose a course that can be explained and defended. Another leadership theme is endurance. Whether navigating markets or government, long-term success depends on resilience, adaptability, and a willingness to learn from setbacks without losing momentum. The book also points to the importance of relationships and reputation, especially in roles where influence and coordination matter as much as formal authority. For readers, this topic offers a realistic view of leadership as a practice shaped by context, incentives, and constraints rather than a set of universal slogans. In conclusion, Risks and Returns is best suited for readers who want a grounded, experience-based view of how high-stakes decisions are made, especially those interested in investing, corporate turnarounds, negotiation, or career advancement in demanding environments. Aspiring financiers and entrepreneurs will benefit from the repeated insistence on preparation, disciplined risk-taking, and structured problem-solving, while managers in any field can apply the turnaround logic of diagnosing root causes, prioritizing actions, and aligning stakeholders. Readers curious about the interface between business and government will also find value in the way the book contrasts private sector incentives with the realities of public service, emphasizing decision hygiene and communication under scrutiny, compared with many business books that rely on simplified frameworks or purely motivational messaging. This one stands out for its practitioner perspective and its focus on execution: what you research, how you structure decisions, and how you negotiate when stakes are real. Its strengths lie less in delivering a new theory and more in showing how consistent habits can compound into influence and opportunity. For readers who prefer lessons anchored in real career experience, it offers a pragmatic template for pursuing returns without ignoring risk. If you would like to support Wilbur Ross, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.